Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. Today's episode might be considered somewhat experimental in some circles. My podcast partner Nick is one of the most inventive people I know, and also one of the wordiest people I know. Today he attempts to combine those skills and create the catch-all response to any and all personal questions, and we get to road test this idea in today's show. Listen and decide if Nick has solved the social riddle for all time with one simple seven-word phrase. This episode might just change everything. Enjoy.
I'm always trying to find the right saying.
Yeah.
And ultimately what I want to do is find a saying that will work in every situation.
Every situation?
Every situation.
I can't imagine.
I found one that I think works in a lot of them. So one of my favorites that only works really in one specific situation is my friend Andy, who came up with the retort to what do you do? And he says, about what? Which I love because it's like, it's such a generic question.
It's fun. It's so fun.
Ask me. Okay. So here's the thing. Ask me some questions.
Okay.
But start with if I'm hungry, and then maybe ask me something threatening.
Okay.
And I'll try my new phrase out.
Okay. So first we'll start with hey, did you get anything to eat today? Can I get you something to eat? Are you hungry?
I've got a mouthful of teeth.
What? Wow. Okay. Okay. So you have teeth and you want to use those teeth on some food?
Yep. All right. Now ask me something else.
Okay. You want something threatening now?
Yeah.
Threatening? Why are you looking at me like that?
I got a mouthful of teeth.
Okay. Same sentence.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. It's the one phrase is going to be
same
for
thing.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Let me offer you another question. Yeah. Another question. Where do you get off saying that to me?
I've got a mouthful of teeth.
It does seem to kind of
work. There's a lot
anything.
Of scenarios. There's a lot of scenarios in which it does work.
What do you think about world politics these days?
I got a mouthful of teeth.
I think you may have found the silver bullet.
Yeah, like directions and stuff like that, it's not going to work for. Like, hey, where's the nearest ATM?
Oh, I got a mouthful of teeth.
Yeah.
Well,
not as good.
Okay, so those aren't interesting questions, really.
That's a good point.
So this is the ultimate perfect answer for interesting questions.
Or for personal questions.
Oh, personal questions. Personal. Okay, yeah.
So you're asking me something specifically about me.
Teeth are personal.
Yeah.
Can I ask why you didn't mention the tongue?
Because
that's it. It's in there, too. Mouthful of teeth and tongue, my friend. And the uvula is not far behind. I'm just saying, you're choosing, right? Because you like the teeth. The teeth are white. They're hard. They're sexy,
the
right?
Well, they also have, you know, you don't want a long answer. I think a good answer is going to be short.
Yeah.
I've got a mouthful of teeth. Six words.
I've got a mouthful of tongue and teeth.
Well, you also did two words for mouthful, so that was interesting.
Okay, well, you know something? That's the way I pictured it.
Mouthful.
Of teeth. That's but okay, mouthful. Oh, that's a mouthful. Or mouth is full.
No, you're right. Okay, so seven words.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a mouth
full of teeth. Would I put a comma there? I've got a mouth, comma, full of teeth. No, it would be a semicolon, I think.
I've got a mouth, period. Full of teeth.
Full of teeth is not a full thought. I'm sorry. I am a little bit of not a grammar nerd. But a little bit, maybe. You know, there are certain things that I like to be correct. And there are certain things that drive me crazy. And I won't say what they are because I don't want you to know my particular disease. Because then I know you'll start doing it all the time.
What?
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah.
But, I don't push buttons.
Oh.
Yeah, I push batons.
Batons.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Bob is so wrong here. I don't push buttons. I don't even push batons. So if you could let me know all of the things that really get your goat or rile you up or dander you up, I can't remember the phrase exactly, go ahead and email me, text it to me, slide into my DMs, and let me know that. Because you'll see, I won't do a thing about it until I need to. Or ever. Have a great day.